WTAW News Time, 4 minutes after 8, the temperature 48. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news, presented by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Caliber Realty, formerly BCR Realtors. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. I'm Bill Oliver. Bryan Police, later this morning, still waiting about the additional information about a fatality crash last night on Texas near Old Hearn Road. Took place. Passerby texting us the collision bottled up traffic for more than a half mile. Brazos County Sheriff's Office has announced the arrest of a Consolidated High School student on a charge of making a terroristic threat. Alexandria Rivera, who turns 18 on March 15th, denies making a post on Snapchat, according to the arrest report, but she admitted to making threatening statements as a joke. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart says the social media post was done the week before the mass shooting in Florida.
Evidently, some utterance on her part had been ongoing over several months, but this one in particular where it went onto social media just has occurred here recently.
Rivera, the second high school student in the College Station School District in 5 days to be arrested. Every 3 years, the College Station School Board gets an update on safety and security procedures. This happened to be the year and the time to get the periodic review. President Jeff Harris led off with the observation that safety and security is something that is addressed every day and not just when an event makes the headlines.
We just can't address publicly because then it can impact the effectiveness of measures we might put into place.
Vice President Carol Barrett noted as a parent she's had family members in CSISD schools for 27 years.
I want to tell parents that I really do, sitting from this seat, feel that this district is doing everything possible to keep your students safe. If there's something else they can do, I don't know what it is, but these teachers care about these kids.
Superintendent Clark Ely says words and actions have consequences, adding the district will do what it takes to keep students and staff safe. State Senator Carlos Uresti of San Antonio has been convicted by a federal jury on 11 criminal counts. U.S. Attorney John Bash says Uresti ripped off investors in a fracking sand company that turned out to be a fraud.
I think it's a somber day for the state, for the city, because whenever someone who's in a position of public trust defrauds other people and causes harm to other people, that's very sad.
Uresti says he will appeal.
We're a strong family. We're going to continue to move forward, continue to do what we need to do.
Uresti, who is not up for re-election until 2020, scheduled to be sentenced June 25th. Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick says he's notified Uresti he's been relieved of his committee assignments. Greg Abbott's the first governor since 2003 to spare the life of a death row inmate.
Thomas Whitaker was condemned for masterminding an attack on his family outside Houston 15 years ago that left his mother and brother dead. His father, Kent, was shot and survived and lobbied to spare his son's life.
I want to thank the governor for doing the hard work to review this unusual case and give it the extra special time it took to reach a good decision.
Earlier this week, the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles unanimously recommended the sentence be commuted to life without the possibility of parole. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
8 of the 9 candidates for Brazos County's 3 seats in the legislature told the audience at this week's BCS Chamber of Commerce Forum that they support legalization of marijuana for medicinal use. The one who's opposed is Senator Charles Schwertner. He's an orthopedic surgeon and a registered pharmacist.
There are medications that are derivatives of marijuana that are actually utilized and marketed. Marinol is the trade name for it. But marijuana has secondary effects that are potential psychiatric effects as well as pulmonary effects when smoked that are detrimental.
Shortner's opponent in the Republican primary, Harold Ram, does not have a position on recreational use.
I'd like to hear from the experts, the doctors, and what they think that we need to do.
One of 3 Democratic contenders, Glenn Williams, is opposed to marijuana only when it's used by pregnant women.
Someone is using while they're pregnant, I would actually sponsor legislation to allow for mandatory treatment, including inpatient treatment.
Williams' primary opponent, Meg Walsh, supports all legalization of marijuana.
We need to take away the penalties of people that were previously arrested for marijuana use.
The podcast from Wednesday's candidates forums online at WTAW.com. For the 10th time since 2010, a Bryan Broadcasting station is a finalist for a Crystal Award from the National Association of Broadcasters. Sister station Candy 95, which received Crystal Awards in 2012 and 2016, is among this year's 50 finalists. Crystal recognizes radio stations for outstanding year-round commitment to community service. Winners will be announced April 10th during the NAB show in Las Vegas. WTAW News Time, 9 minutes after 8, the temperature is 48. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos, 979-695-1620. News presented by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Caliber Realty. More news at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
BCR Realtors has joined Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, and our new name is Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services parallels the same characteristics we believe in at BCR: success, trust, and integrity. We're excited for the future of our company and what it will bring to this community. Learn more about us at bhhscaliber.com. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Good to know.
Howdy, this is Kyle Cassell, your Republican state representative for House District 12, here to remind you to exercise your constitutional responsibility to vote and encourage others to do the same. Elections are extremely important to our republic, and as citizens of this great nation, it is our duty and responsibility to cast our ballots on Election Day, as well as encourage others to do the same. This Election Day, please get out and vote.
Political ad paid for by the Kyle Cassell campaign. Brian Brown, treasurer.
Good morning, it's 8:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community. We're serving members' needs as their top priority. Call nationwide agent Mike Kilgore today, 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Here's a patchy dense fog this morning. Will be cloudy, will turn breezy. A few showers may pop up. Temperatures today between 70 and 75. Lots of clouds tonight. There may be a stray shower. Some areas of fog overnight. Lows will be 65 to 70. Cloudy, breezy. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 75 to 80. They finally end tomorrow night. We turn partly cloudy, 45 to 50. Partly sunny Sunday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So there you are in what seems to be becoming an annual occurrence. Temperatures at the North Pole are about to reach or exceed the freezing point this week.
No!
Oh, God!
Bears!
We're going to die! Don't you understand? We're all going to die!
Yeah, maybe not. I mean, we're going to die. We know that, but not from this. Anyhow, see what that's doing. The North Atlantic and the North Pacific Oceans are set to inject unusually mild air into the Arctic. Not coincidentally, by the way, Mashable.com says that the sea ice is at a record low level with a freak disappearance of ice off the west coast of Alaska. Are they stealing ice? Is that what it is? Is it between the Alaskans and the Russians?
That's ice, what it ice, is. baby.
Can Sarah Palin still see Russia from her kitchen window?
Can see Russia from my own backyard.
That's right. The vanishing of the sea ice in the Bering Sea is exposing communities in Alaska to storm surge flooding from typically fierce winter storms. So there you go. And again, I'm sure this has never happened before.
Nope.
We might not have been here to see it.
Never in the history of the world.
That's right. An amateur astronomer in Argentina just hit the cosmic jackpot. Now, see, what exactly would that be? I mean, what is a cosmic jackpot? He accidentally captured several images of a star moving through the first visible stages of a supernova. Man, I wish Chelsea was here so we could share this.
Yeah, she loves the space news.
You betcha.
Well, wake her up.
Yeah, really. Life Science says the chances of randomly catching a star going supernova are about 1 in 10 million. I bet you when you talk to Victor Busco, he said, I'd rather hit a lottery at 1 in 10 million than find a star, but maybe not.
Yeah.
Supernova captured, believed to be the first ever pictures of a supernova's onset. So I'm sure if you go to Google Images, that'll be there. And you can do that. Paying attention to the quality of the food is more effective in weight loss than religiously counting calories, according to a new study.
Okay.
So let me see. Let me go back and find ours. So here's our fast food places. Let's think about the quality of the food. These are researchers from Stanford found no significant difference in weight change between healthy low-fat diets versus healthy low-carb diets. Hey, wait a minute. Say that again. There's no significant difference in weight change between healthy low-fat diets and low-carb diets. The thing is, with a low-carb diet, it seems like it works faster.
because carbs are everywhere. Carbs are like vultures in the valley. They're just waiting to swoop in there and be all over you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You cut carbs, you've changed the way you eat. There's no doubt about that. Anyway, they did a 12-month study of 609 individuals, found the tactic of choosing whole, unprocessed foods and not worrying about the calories resulted in similar weight loss than for people who are following both of those diets. So let's think about, once again, unprocessed foods.
And how much that's going to cost you.
Yeah. Oh, well, you want to bring that into it?
Yeah.
So let's see.
Let's bring in price. How about that?
Let's see. Unprocessed foods. McDonald's, Starbucks, Subway, Taco Bell, okay. Now, I don't think we got any on here. I'm sorry. So there's your paleo diet right there that Zach was alluding to earlier today.
Yeah, no thanks.
If you'd like to
Yeah,
if you'd like to eat stuff like Yule Gibbons used to, like, you know, berries and seeds and twigs, then that'll be fine.
Then you'll die natural causes.
That's right. Guy in India drank an entire bottle of ketchup in less than 30 seconds.
Maybe
why?
Maybe Nathan's and ESPN ought to team up for that contest.
Why?
Set a new world record. 14 ounces of the tomato-based sauce, 25.37 seconds. He said, I'm doing this record to prove myself as best in this amazing world in this particular field. Yeah, you know, buddy, I'm betting that there probably aren't going to be a lot of people who stand up and try to steal that record from you, but nonetheless. His previous Guinness record achievements include stuffing 88 grapes in his mouth and eating 9.5 ounces of peanut butter in a minute. Oh, my God.
Is this guy single?
Hey,
he's got to be, right?
A real random question since you brought up Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah.
Does Guinness Book of World Records have a record for drinking the most Guinness?
You know, I'm not sure if they do. If only there were a way we could check on that. And by the way, Zach, have you found a fact for Sokol yet?
Yeah, I found
one.
Okay,
cool.
I found one. He should love this, I'm sure.
Anyway, this guy also holds the record for the fastest time peeling and eating a grapefruit. And most oranges peeled and eaten in 3 minutes. Okay, so there's that. So I don't know, maybe you can look up and see if there's, do they have a searchable data source for that?
What are we looking for again? One more time.
A world record, the Guinness World Record for the most Guinness consumed.
Well, and while you're doing that, I'm printing off for you, Scott, maybe, because this room doesn't have a printer. I don't think that works now.
Okay.
I have about a page-long text regarding carbs.
Oh, cool. And again, y'all wouldn't know, but our computer network today, our printer network is just
Don't I just email it to you?
Yeah.
That'll be fine.
Yeah. I'm not seeing one here.
Okay.
I haven't gone to the Guinness World Record database in some time.
Because why would they not have a record of people who would have consumed the product that, you know, most people would associate them with.
Right.
So I'm just, you know, which doesn't make sense.
I don't know.
All right, the email's been sent.
All right. So now I don't watch Ellen. You know,
she dances.
Nor do I.
It's a popular show.
Yeah.
But apparently Bill Gates came on to her show and she talked to him about the price of different items. Okay?
Okay.
As in grocery store items,
there you
right?
go. Here we go.
How much do you think Rice-A-Roni would be within a dollar?
$5.
Okay, let's...
The audience didn't like that.
Let's see. Oh, it's a dollar. Look, what a bargain.
I'll take $5.
I know.
Okay.
Tide Pods. You've been hearing a lot about those lately.
$4. No, they want me to go higher.
Yeah.
Let's go with $10.
$19.97. It's expensive to do laundry. Now, very important.
This is my best chance.
Really?
This one. Yeah.
Because you floss?
Absolutely.
Yeah. I floss as well. It's very important to keep your gums in good health. All right, that's floss. How much would you say that floss is?
I would say $4.
Look at you! $3.78.
Hey! The other one that he missed was Totino's pizza rolls. A big bag of those. He said that they'd cost $22.
bucks.
Here's my thought as I read this story this morning. Whoever is buying his groceries is ripping him off.
Yeah,
okay?
That's what I'm thinking, too. Does he require that they show him a receipt? Because he might need to start.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not sure the last time he ate Rice-A-Roni, but...
Yeah.
You know, if it's $5 a box in his world.
Well, he ain't going to be going on the Price is Right anytime
soon.
No,
he would so lose.
He doesn't need to, but.
He would so lose. And here we go. I don't know. Maybe this is Bill Gates is a regular guy day. Is that it? Bill and Melinda Gates, he was asked, what does he do to unwind, okay, the stress in his life? He says, we usually have one or two stave puzzles along on vacation during the holidays. We often have a stave puzzle out on the table at the house. They're entertaining and stimulating. And research also supports the positive benefits of jigsaw puzzles. That's what stave puzzles are. 2014 study found that exposure to stave games such as puzzles results in enhanced spatial skills. Another study spearheaded by Yale found that joint engagement in solving puzzles does result in improved collaboration and cooperation. That makes sense. Other studies have shown that involvement in puzzles can promote memory retention and reduce the likelihood of developing dementia. All evidence points to the fact that puzzles give the brain a full-body workout. So let's look up stave puzzles. That'd be STAVE. Let's price those puppies. Because, first of all, they're located in Norwich, Vermont, which means they've got to be expensive because a bunch of Yankees make them. The company started in 1974 by Steve Richardson and Dave Tibbetts, the name being a combination of their first two names. That's how they got Stave. They're hand-cut wood puzzles, and it says here they don't come cheap. What's a Stave puzzle cost, you know?
Stave puzzle?
Stave, S-T-A-V-E. Yeah.
S-T-A-V-E.
Hey there.
Since nobody's in the record books yet for drinking Guinness, I'm drinking one right now, and I expect to be in the books by the end of the day.
Get at it, buddy. I appreciate that. You got to have a witness there from Guinness to make it count. I'm just letting you know.
Starting early.
Yeah.
Stave puzzles.
Hey, there's one thing that's not on Amazon.
Caller.
I'm pretty sure you guys told us a couple of years ago that Guinness doesn't do alcohol drinking records.
Yeah, so we may have done that.
They don't want to promote that.
Yeah, I drank too much and forgot it.
Wait, is this real, though, on these puzzles? $837 for a 6x9?
That sounds 100 pieces?
Why would that be?
That's the web price.
Why would that be?
That's not even the listing price. Listing price is $1,195.
Now, first of all, the only reason it's that is because somebody will pay it, but why? Okay, let's Google in why are Stave puzzles so expensive? I've never heard of these people.
Stave's website even has a link to Stave puzzles at luxury inns and resorts.
Yeah, see?
It's an American Jigsaw Puzzle Company. Man, I went into the wrong business.
I guess so.
Owners of Stave puzzles include Queen Elizabeth II, okay. Barbara Bush, Stephen King, Julie Andrews, Tom Peters, and Bill Gates.
See?
I have no idea why they're so daggum expensive. I mean, are they must be awfully elaborate, right?
Well, yeah, okay, fine, but so what?
I guess it would be more.
I'll have to go look. Yeah.
All you do, it's fascinating.
Oh yeah, they're pretty crazy looking. Not gonna lie. Now that being said, there's no sense in paying that much for a daggum puzzle.
Their website says they have the traditional jigsaw puzzles, the teaser puzzles, the trick puzzles, the troublemaker puzzles, the treat puzzles, the tidbit puzzles, limited edition puzzles, and custom photo puzzles. Also, corporate jigsaw puzzles.
I mean, they're very cool looking, but no way. Unless you have more money than you know what to do with,
well,
which all
Bill
those
Gates.
People I mentioned, do. I'm not gonna be.
I mean, you could
get
a Ravensburger puzzle, which is a pretty good puzzle, and I think those are like $10 or $12.
Yeah,
and that's. And they're wood. You know, that's real wood.
That's stupid.
Okay.
That's dumb.
Like you said, you probably got into the wrong business then. All right, 42-year-old woman in Japan went to the clinic complaining of persistent bloating and discovered that two surgical sponges were left in her body.
Oh.
6 years ago.
Wow.
The sponges are suspected to have been left behind during one of her previous cesarean sections. One she had done 6 years ago, and she had another one 9 years ago. Unclear which pregnancy the sponges were left in. Doesn't matter. She ought to own like a wing of the hospital by now.
Yeah, so she just now started noticing symptoms.
Well,
she was
apparently got to the point that it was so bad they decided to go in there and open it up and see what's
going
on.
Oh man, I figured that would have been, after like the first week you would have known something was wrong.
At some point you go, I'm not feeling good. This is not good. All right, so that's the story from the world of medicine in Japan. Hello.
Hey, I don't know this for sure, but if those are hand cut puzzles, if you figure out the size of the blade that would be doing the cut, every one of those pieces would have to be specially hand-cut for it to fit together perfectly.
Wow.
That's why it's so expensive.
But, I mean, do you know anybody who hand-cuts puzzles? Have you ever heard of really such a thing? I mean, I hear what you're saying.
Well, they are made out of wood also.
I used to do that, and it would take him a year to make a puzzle. Now, he wasn't mass-producing them. He just did it for love for his family, but...
Wow. Okay. Got it.
Fandom and everything.
I appreciate it. Okay. There you go. So maybe that's the reason. But again, the bottom line is the reason that they're that expensive is because that's what people will pay. It's 8:25.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Cereal maker General Mills says it's purchasing pet foods maker Blue Buffalo for $40 a share, or about $8 billion. General Mills says the deal will immediately add to its net sales growth and operating margin. Blue Buffalo makes natural food and treats for dogs and cats. Its shares are up 17% in pre-market trading on the news. Another former Google employee is suing the tech company over issues of diversity. A software developer who's transgender says he was fired for speaking up about online bullying he experienced at the company and complaining about discrimination, harassment, and white supremacy on Google's internal messaging system. Another former employee sued, alleging his ouster was driven by a corporate culture that discriminates against white men conservatives. SpaceX has launched into orbit a commercial payload with two prototype communication satellites intended to pave the way for an eventual constellation of thousands of similar internet via space satellites. That's Your Money Now.
Prices are for base buildings only. Do not include windows, doors, or accessories.
Stocks are soaring, and construction spending across America has been on the rise. If you've been waiting to build, the time is now. Whether you want to expand your business or you want to build a new garage, call General Steel today. Our metal building kits bolt together quickly and are custom designed for your needs. For example, a 40 by 60 is a great space for an auto shop, RV and camper storage, or three-car garage. Call General Steel today. It's on sale now for under $25,000. Or imagine a 50 by 100 clear span building for under $40,000, suitable for the booming warehousing industry, manufacturing facilities, or a church sanctuary. That's 5,000 square feet for $8 or less per foot. Call 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. With construction in high demand, this special pricing won't last long. Call to lock your building price today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. 866-957-8335.
Do you have an aging loved one or a relative who requires special care? On Saturday, February 24th, join First Baptist Bryan as we host our second annual Caregivers Conference. This all-day conference is a great opportunity for you to come learn more about how you can take better care of your loved one and yourself. Multiple experts will be on hand to lead breakout sessions in a variety of topics related to aging. For more information and to register for this year's Caregivers Conference, visit our website at fbcbryan.org/caregivers.
No matter how many times Facebook and Google's YouTube tried out their massive PR machines and promise again and again to stop allowing their platforms to be misused to spread false conspiracy videos and fake news, nothing changes because of their arrogance and immaturity. Kim Command with your Friday Consumer Tech Update. Only a few hours after the Florida school shooting killed 17 people, a lie began rapidly trending on YouTube and Facebook. A false and vile video claiming that a student speaking out about the shooting was, in reality, a paid actor. Millions have seen it by now. It's the very thing that Facebook and YouTube has promised to stop. Yet there it is once again. Legitimate, responsible news-gathering organizations have known for 100 years that one cannot allow unchecked, unferreted media access to mobs. Yet until Mark Zuckerberg and Google CEO Sundar Pichai accept this hard fact, then their brand of irresponsible nonsense will continue to damage America. I'm Kim Commando.
There's only a month of winter left, but for most of us, it's going to be a cold 4 weeks. So here's a spicy HelloFresh dinner to warm up a cold night. It's a favorite in my home. It's the HelloFresh Smoky Barbecue Beef Sandwich with sautéed peppers and onions and special fries. It's a blend of warm, smoky, sweet flavors coming from the red bell peppers, the shredded Monterey Jack cheese, onion, garlic, and thyme, the juicy, tender barbecue steak and bakery soft bun. And with it all, let's serve up crisp, roasted earth parsnip fries. Just incredible flavors. And it takes only 30 minutes. You can depend on HelloFresh to always source the healthiest farmers market fresh ingredients delivered straight to your door. So have some fun. Let's cook tonight. Oh, and don't forget, there's free shipping and $30 off your first HelloFresh meal. Get started right now at HelloFresh.com/Kim. Shipping's free. HelloFresh.com/Kim for $30 off.
WTAW News Time, 8:30. The temperature is 48. Check of the Brazos Valley Weather follows the news presented by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. I'm Bill Oliver. Word out of Hammond, Louisiana, at Southeastern Louisiana University. Two people suffering non-life-threatening injuries this morning following gunfire. The only information comes from a tweet from Southeastern Louisiana University. No current threat to campus. University police are investigating the incident. First year, the Brazos County Sheriff's Office has provided school resource deputies in the College Station School District. Now includes arresting a student for making a terroristic threat.
The Sheriff's Office, with regard to the College Station School District, takes these sorts of things very seriously, and in close coordination with the school administrators, we pursue them vigorously. And if they rise to the level of a criminal offense, we're going to take it that way.
Comments from Chief Deputy Jim Stewart comes after a student at Consolidated reported a classmate posed a threat on Snapchat the week before the mass shooting in Florida. According to the arrest report, Alexandria Rivera denied making the post. But Rivera, who turns 18 next month, admitted to making threatening statements that she said were only a joke. College Station school board members receiving an update of the district's safety and security measures during this week's meeting. Superintendent Clark Ely applauding faculty and staff who are developing positive and appropriate relationships with students.
So that they feel comfortable in talking to them when they see something that makes them nervous. There's some things that you can joke about, and this isn't one of them. Words matter, and we take this seriously.
Dr. Ely repeating his call for students, parents, community members, and employees to make a report whenever spotting a threat. Still waiting for Bryan Police to release additional information about a fatality crash last night on Texas near Old Hearn Road. That's supposed to be coming this morning. We hope to have an update for you at noon. For the first time in more than a decade, a Texas governor has spared the life of a death row inmate. Greg Abbott accepting the State Parole Board's recommendation shortly before Bart Whitaker was supposed to be executed for killing his mother and younger brother in their Houston home in 2003. Whitaker's father, who was wounded, fought for his son to remain alive.
He did make the right decision, and we're very grateful for that.
Earlier this week, the Texas Board of Pardons and Paroles unanimously recommended the sentence be commuted to life in prison without the possibility of parole. An unscheduled topic brought up during this week's Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce Candidates Forum. All nine candidates for state legislature in Brazos County gave their opinion about the legalization of marijuana. One of two Democratic candidates for House District 12, Chris Miller, brought up pot sales as a way to pay for public education and to reduce the population in jails and prisons.
And the majority of people my age have smoked marijuana, and let's not pretend like that isn't an issue.
Legalization also supported by Miller's primary opponent, Marianne Arnold.
My late son-in-law, when he was going through chemo, smoked marijuana for nausea.
Podcast from Wednesday's Candidates Forums online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time, 27 minutes from 9. Text us your news tips, photos, and videos, 979-695-1620. News presented by Awards & More. I'm Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Awards & More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards & More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards & More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More will put it there. Awards & More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
This is Jeb Blair, class of 81, owner of J&B Propane. In today's busy world, We are sometimes complacent with the choices we have made. Fortunately, with propane suppliers, regardless of your current agreement, you have a choice and change is easy. Contact J&B Propane to find out how this hassle-free conversion can benefit you. Visit our website at jmbpropane.com or call us at 936-348-5465 for your free quote. J&B Propane, thanks for listening.
Howdy, I'm Rick Davis, A&M Class of 85. I'm running to be your state representative in District 14. I'm an attorney and former judge with 8 years judicial experience. As a conservative Republican, I will stand strong in Austin for financial responsibility, governmental accountability, promote sensible legislation, and will advance traditional conservative values. I'm pro-life, pro-Second Amendment, pro-Texas A&M, pro-military, and pro-small business. I would appreciate your vote on March 6.
Political ad paid for by the Rick Davis Campaign, Roy May Treasurer. To learn more about the campaign, visit electrickdavis.com.
The factory has challenged Tom Light Chevrolet to sell 100 new trucks. We will not back down from a challenge, and we will not be undersold. Now save over $15,000 off MSRP on new 2018 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab. $15,000. All roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet at Bryan College Station. Online at TomLight.com. Chevy, find new roads.
Savings include $7,000 factory incentive, $750 package option savings, $77.79 discount, when available. Ends February 28th.
8:35, let's do a little bit of weather. We got plenty of it out there. It's brought to you this morning by Malik, your AC and heating experts. Aggie-owned and operated, Malik, feel the difference. All right, here you go.
Here's a patchy dense fog this morning. Will be cloudy, will turn breezy. A few showers may pop up. Temperatures today between 70 and 75. Lots of clouds tonight. There may be a stray shower. Some areas of fog overnight. Lows will be 65 to 70. Cloudy, breezy, chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, 75 to 80. They finally end tomorrow night. We turn partly cloudy, 45 to 50. Partly sunny Sunday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
836. Okay, so just to continue on with what we were discussing, regular listener, friend of the show, no reason to say their name, has one of these has at least one stave puzzle.
Oh, really?
And he said they are amazing. They're like no other puzzle he's ever had before. They can be custom made for you. As he said, spoil yourself and spend $300 or $400 and get one.
Well, you know, my dad's great with working with wood and things like that. He even made me like a little giraffe-looking puzzle. It's more like blocks,
right,
that you can put together.
Right.
I mean, he could do this.
Yeah.
He could sell these things.
Well, you know, you need to send him a link to the website.
I really do.
Look at this.
He's missing out.
This is what some people are doing. Yeah, so it could do that.
But, I mean, I think, is it because of the type of wood that they're using?
Well,
here?
That's why I thought if we could look on the website and see. But apparently it's part of it is the intricacy. And, again, if it's hand-cut, I suppose.
I mean, they're gorgeous, but, man, that's a lot of money.
I'm just thinking, though, if it's hand-cut, is it even worthwhile? You know, could you really do enough of those to make that a going concern? Because, you know, how many workers do you have to get on with the process? Anyway, we'll see. You know anything about stave puzzles, Jay Sokol, anything about?
I don't know anything about that.
Okay.
Well, I figured Jay Wood, he's a man of the, you know, man of the people.
I'm a jumbo guy. Is this similar to jumbo?
Yes. That what they were doing is they were talking, Bill Gates apparently is trying to be one of us, a regular kind of guy.
Sure.
Sure. And so apparently somebody asked him, what do you do on vacation? He says, well, we take stave puzzles and you can relax by putting together a puzzle. And so I didn't know what stave puzzles were, so we got the information on that. He was also on the Ellen show,
uh-huh.
And they had like did a Price is Right thing and asked him how much things cost. That was kind of funny. He thought Rice-A-Roni was $5 a box. So you know, I'm just saying he's just like us, but
the stave puzzles.
Yeah.
Is this for adults? Is it for all ages or what?
No, it's for adults.
Okay.
It's for adults. And it's but just kind of the whole idea of why would a puzzle cost that much? I mean, I can't.
How much is the puzzle?
Well, they can be upwards of $1,000. Is that right?
More than that?
Yeah.
It depends on what size you get.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's that going on. So I'm not not exactly sure.
Looking on the eBay, there's one that's 635 pieces, $3,097.
Oh. Is it used?
Yeah.
Could you get one that somebody used like as a drink coaster that has a water ring on it?
Yeah.
It'd be less expensive, maybe? Could do something like that.
Man.
Okay. But anyway, enough of that. You brought a guest with you.
I did. He's wearing really cool boots and he rides a really fast Harley.
Yeah.
From our College Station Police Department, it's Tony Gonzalez.
Hey, Tony, how are you?
Good morning. Doing well, Scott.
Thanks for being with us this morning. Wait, I'm going to take a This may be a stave puzzle answer. Hello?
Yeah. Tomorrow is the anniversary of Travis's letter, too.
Okay, fine. Anyway, so what brings you in this morning?
Well, just one of the couple things we wanted to talk about this morning are going to be some of our crash locations for this month. Texas Avenue.
Now, wait. Popular or frequent?
Frequent. Okay. Frequent. We take a study every month and kind of figure out where our crash locations are going to be at.
Right.
And depending on what they are, most of them are failed to control speed, and weather like this kind of contributes to that. So Texas Avenue between University and Walton.
Okay.
Texas Avenue between Bush and Harvey.
Mm-hmm.
Harvey Mitchell between Welburn and Luther.
Mm-hmm.
We also have University Drive East between Tarot and Glenhaven.
Okay.
And then Texas between Harvey and Harvey Mitchell and Deacon. And then Welburn Road between Harvey Mitchell and Rock Prairie. So don't be surprised if you see the motorcycle guys out there doing traffic enforcement.
It's a public service that he's letting you know that. Okay. When you get stopped, you get a ticket from a motorcycle cop. Right?
Not every time. Not every time. I've been known to issue warnings. Okay. The biggest thing we try to do is correct driving behavior.
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, if sometimes a ticket, a warning will do the job just as well as a ticket will.
Yeah. But your purpose is traffic control. That is what you guys and gals do, right?
It's traffic enforcement, traffic control. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
Make sure that happens. And you know, the other day we were talking about the part of the world that you live in and whether or not it makes a difference. And I hadn't been out by the airport where 60 and what is that 2818 is.
Yes,
where it just becomes a parking lot. Is just amazing out there. And I guess you're seeing more and more of those kind of choke points in College Station.
And we are with the construction, but it's growing pains and we're working through it.
Yep. How many motorcycles y'all have on the street at any one time?
About four. Okay. We have six positions, so we have two openings that we're hoping to fill come June.
Okay. So when the football teams come in, where do y'all pick them up?
If they stay in Conroe at the golf resorts out there, we pick them up in Navasota. Montgomery County will bring them in. Then once we pick them up in Navasota, we'll bring them all the way to Caulfield.
That's why we're the Infomaniacs, Tony. We ask the questions people really want to know. They want
to
know.
You have to know where to be at whenever the opposing team comes in.
That's it. They want to know how the opposing team gets escorted in and where you're going to be to give them a ticket today, which makes a big difference. Remember, it's 55, by the way, on the access road. I haven't done this in about a week, but I had a traffic cop who's from Illinois explaining what is the proper way to get onto a bypass, or in this case, a freeway. Those are acceleration lanes. Is that basically
they,
right?
They are, and I tell people whenever I'm working the highway, I give people a little bit of a leeway. I'm not going to tell you the exact number, but you know there is a point where you're going too fast.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is people that are on the access roads are coming out of these businesses on the side. They can't judge how fast a car is coming. So it makes it difficult for them to come out, and that's how we end up having some of our accidents.
You know, and you say something that really is true. People don't pay enough attention to be able to calculate. We really do know how if we'll pay attention and do that.
Oh, absolutely.
But we don't.
And what I tell some people sometimes is one of those, you look at, you think in miles per hour, but when we do our crash investigations, you break it down to the smallest factor, and it's feet per second.
Right.
And that, it's very hard to judge that.
Right. And, of course, when we have conditions like we have today, that doesn't do anything else to make it worse. If you have to turn your windshield wipers on, you need to turn your headlights on, too. Okay? Just saying, because I'm standing here in front of a microphone. Hey, listen, but you guys get to do some fun things because you ride two-wheelers. You do some competition from time to time.
We do. We're actually going to be participating in the Capital Texas Shootout in Pflugerville this year. It's at Typhoon, Texas, and it's going to be the weekend of March 9th and 10th. And what they do is they put on a skills competition. Motorcycle officers from all over the country go down there, and it's with the skills competition. It's also a fundraiser for the Sunshine Kids.
Okay. So now what do you ask to do? Go between cones, okay, and all that kind of stuff, but what other kind of
There's two cone courses, and then there's also a memorial ride challenge that's a blind course that no one knows what it's going to be like until the day of the competition.
Oh, wow, okay.
And then there's also a slow ride competition and a team event. And
slow ride?
A slow ride. So they have a course set up, and you – The slowest rider wins.
Yeah, the slow without tipping over, right?
Without putting a foot down or knocking a cone over.
Are you bringing your own bike, or do they have bikes provided?
No, we bring our own bikes.
Okay, so at least you got your own instrument that you're used to. So now, do you get to observe and root for, or are you too busy training before it's your turn to go up and compete?
We're busy training before it's our turn to compete.
Yeah.
And we've done pretty well so far. We've placed the last 2 years. We've gone up there.
Wow.
And it's good practice for us. It's out here riding in the streets. A lot of people think, well, you're just riding through cones. Well, we use those skills every day just to make sure we stay safe.
Are they going to add, like, riding and shooting together? That would be kind of interesting.
No, that's against policy, so we're not going to do that.
Well, Roy Rogers used to do it.
Oh, I'm telling you, but...
Ha 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 ha!
They also used to not wear helmets and carry revolvers. So.
Yeah, that's also true. So how many on a team?
There's a four-man team competition. Okay. And then what they do, it's a follow the leader with every person taking over as the leader.
Okay, and how do they get to be, do you have to try out for the team, or how are you named to, like, the College Station team?
Well, with the College Station team, it's going to consist of our motor unit.
Okay.
The four members of the motor unit.
Okay. So you have four officers, so all of them get to go. Okay. So have y'all ever competed head-on-head with Brian to see how that goes?
We usually practice together, and then they went to the first year we went to the competition, they went as well.
Yeah. Talk smack?
What's that?
Talk smack?
No. Those are good guys over there.
Now, you were talking off the air about one of the things that inconveniences a lot of people, and we can all relate to it, is accident investigation. Now, you got to do it for any number of reasons. It's become more sophisticated than ever. But you were mentioning that y'all have a new unit that really is making this a game changer.
Yes, we recently acquired a Faro 3D scanner, and what that does is it takes a digital image of a crash scene or a crime scene. In some cases, we're going to work together with our crime scene specialist. And what it does is with that digital image. For instance, a total station that we use, you know, the guys that you see on the side of the road taking surveys.
Yeah.
That's what we used to use for our crash investigations. Mm-hmm. Well, with a 3D scanner, your total station will take anywhere from 800 points on an investigation. The 3D scanner will take about 15 million.
Oh, wow.
So it's a very sophisticated piece of equipment. It's going to cut down our time on the
It's 360, is that
it's
right?
It's 360 around and 300 degrees up and down.
Wow. And so how long does it take for you to scan a situation?
It depends on the resolution that you want to take. You can do it at the lowest resolution. It'll take about 2.5-3 minutes. At the highest resolution, it could take up to 2 hours.
Wow, interesting. Okay, and I guess based on whatever the situation
Correct.
Is that you have to do that. Anything else we need to cover this morning?
I believe that's about it this morning.
Okay. Well, we have to interact with you guys, and usually it's on when we're not necessarily happy. So since we're both happy today, I want to thank you for your service.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate it. Thank you,
Scott. Okay, you bet. What else is going on?
Welcome to all the participants in the College Station Senior Games.
Hey, look. All right. Look, I'm just saying.
What?
Well, I understand this pickleball is all over it, but we figure it's time now to get curling.
Curling. We want curling, Jay.
Senior curling.
Yeah. Is there a problem with that?
I don't know.
We got an ice rink?
We do.
What we're trying to do is figure out, because I don't know if you know, today is cooling is curl day. Curling is cool day.
Okay.
All right. Now, I don't know if you know that curlers wear two different kinds of shoes. They have a gripper and a slider.
Mm-hmm.
Which makes sense.
Tell
right?
me more.
Okay. Well, I'm going to. We have a curling club in Houston, apparently. Somebody texted that in, so we knew about that. There's one in Dallas. What we're thinking is that Tony Lama needs to come up with boots that have grippers and sliders.
Right.
And I'm thinking that experienced Bryan College Station needs to go for having some kind of at least regional tournament here. So that would be happening in College Station, so that's in your backyard.
That's amazing.
I know. That's why we're the infomaniacs.
All right. I'm taking that back to City Hall.
Okay.
One more thing?
Yeah, sure.
Sure. So a couple of events. We've got the Monarch March. That's for the Monarch Butterflies. That's March 4th coming up. And then our next movie.
They line the little butterflies up.
They do. It's like the Fighting Texas Aggie Band. And they do the little four-way cross thing.
Do they all step off together?
They sure do.
Wow.
And then Friday, March 9th is the next movie in the park. That's The Wizard of Oz. All that information at cstx.gov/events.
Wait, that's the original Wizard of Oz?
Yeah. Wow. Why would we want to do some other kind of Wizard of Oz?
Well, we had one here at Opus earlier this week. Just to be a spoiler, she makes it back to Kansas.
Thanks a lot.
All right, do we have something for Jay today?
Yes, we have a fascinating fact for you today. I'm filling in for Chelsea.
Okay.
Now, did you know that if you lift a kangaroo's tail off the ground that it cannot hop?
Is that right?
That is 110% correct.
So we told you that an elephant doesn't, the only, elephant has a chin. Was that 2 weeks ago?
Uh-huh.
We told you that?
Uh-huh.
And now you know that if you lift it, of course, you have to be able to get safely close
yeah,
enough to
watch
the
watch out
kangaroo
they kick. Don't
to,
do that.
To but, lift its tail. But
I guess they lose their balance. I don't know.
That's a great fact.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
That's why he's here. All right. Very good. That's our community segment. We visit with the folks of City College Station on Fridays.
Our community interview is paid for by Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. The Eagle recommends a vote for Margaret Meese for Brazos County District Clerk.
Hi, I'm Dr. Jennifer Hathaway. I've known Margaret Meese for over 20 years. As an attorney, her clients understand that she is very thoughtful, very detailed. Even in the face of great trials and tribulations, I've never seen Margaret back down. She never appears scared. She faces it head on and knows that between her diligence and God, they're going to get it done. If Margaret says she's doing it, it gets done. Definitely. Won't you join me in casting your vote for Margaret Meese?
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese. He's our neighbor for more than 50 years, a local bookstore owner for more than 40 years, a fighting Texas Aggie class of 69, our state representative, John Rainey. John Rainey has voted for law and order and a more secure border. He supported $800 million for border security surge operations, putting more boots on the ground and more assets in the air to stop traffickers. Rainey voted to end sanctuary cities for illegal aliens because the rule of law must be enforced. And Rainey supported increasing the state share of education funding to improve our schools and to allow school districts to reduce property taxes.
I'm John Rainey. I have a record of improving education, supporting our great teachers, and fighting to keep property taxes under control. I am pro-life because every life matters from conception until natural death.
A fighting Texas Aggie, a local small business owner, a staunch conservative. John Rainey for state representative.
Political ad paid for by the John Rainey campaign.
Howdy, this is Congressman Bill Flores, and I am asking you to vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Like Ronald Reagan, David Hilburn is a person who will unite us to help us grow and unify our local party. David Hilburn is a longtime conservative Brazos Valley leader who will make sure that our party reflects his voters to help our candidates succeed. So when you vote in the Republican Party primary, please vote for David Hilburn for Brazos County Republican Chair. Thank you for supporting David Hilburn.
Political ad paid for by the David Hilburn campaign.
Why wait until your pest issues become a pest? One call does it all. Hassle-free, guaranteed residential year-round pest control from award-winning Swoboda Pest Control. Only $25 per month. Google Swoboda. Protect your home against roaches, rats, mice, spiders, silverfish, scorpions, pantry pests, and some ants. Guaranteed with just one phone call and $25 per month. Google Swoboda. Remember, year-round pest control coverage for only $25 per month.
It's always a great day at Swoboda Pest and Termite Control.
It is. Everything has to be so amped up.
It does. It's crazy.
All right, here we go. Hey, let's find out what's going on at the Bush Library Museum. Dave's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Great. We're kind of in a transition phase as far as exhibits are concerned. Let's talk about that first of all.
We have our Leonardo da Vinci Machines in Motion exhibit opening March 1st. I know the dates changed a couple of times, but March 1st is the official opening date. It's going to be a great exhibit. It's got over 30 different exhibits on there, and they're life size. So these comes from the writings from Leonardo da Vinci, and it was put together by some engineers and artists from Florence, Italy. So these guys put together this exhibit. It comes from a company called Evergreen Exhibit. So it's a traveling company, and it should be there March 1st, and it's hands on too, so people can actually touch these things. There's going to be, not that you'd want to, but there's going to be like the mortar gun there.
Okay.
The glider, the wing tail. There's like a pillar pulley on there where you can move that. You know, how they did it back in the day. And a lot of these things affect society today as well.
You can explain to your 8-year-old, and he did it without a computer.
He did it without a computer, and a lot of the things that they used were things that they used at that time.
Yeah.
So when you see these things, you might be like, oh, that doesn't seem ordinary, but this is hundreds of years ago, too. And
A very great thinker.
You know, people don't know that he was also like an artist, a sculptor.
Sure.
So many different things. And his ideas really did change our society quite a bit. And that exhibit is going to go through January of next year.
Okay.
So it's going to have plenty of time to go see it. And we also have our 20th anniversary exhibit there, and that's going to be going through March 25th, and it basically chronicles the last 20 years of the Bush Center, which it means the Bush Library Museum, and also the Bush Foundation and the Bush School. So when you hear, you know, people may look at some ads and stuff and say, what's the Bush Center? That's what that means. It's the three different entities, but I think a lot of people just identify us as the Bush Library Museum.
Yeah, there is so much more to it than that. And one of the great things that you guys have done from the very beginning is engagement in the community. And one of the favorite things that we look forward to is the Easter celebration, which will be coming up.
Yeah, it's going to be coming up March 25th, and from 9:30 to noon. And this is actually the 20th year we've been doing it.
Mm.
So it's going to be the 20th. It started in 99, but 99 was the time we did it.
Right.
So we partner up with the College Station Police Department there and have this, you know, this great event. We always welcome thousands of people a year come out there. And we got a couple of Easter bunnies out there. You know, they come in on the fire truck, so it's really awesome.
Yeah,
you know?
That's fun.
They come down Barbara Bush Drive, and then we're going to have the Easter egg roll, Easter egg hunt, kite flying contest. We're also going to be giving prizes away. The police department is going to give prizes away. You can go to the City of College Station website or bush41.org to register for those gifts. And the Easter egg hunt, you know, we always tell people this. It starts at 10 a.m. It finishes at about 10:01 and 30 seconds. So it's really important for you to be, for everybody to be there at that time. And don't worry. Once again, we have them separated by three different age groups. So we'll have signs out there, too, so the kids don't trample each other, you know, and it's a great time. We're gonna have a lot of security out there. It's really fun. And when people are there, maybe they can, you know, check out the exhibits while they're there. And I think it's gonna be very educational for the children to see a lot of those things. And I'll have more information like on our summer events. We already have decided the movies we're gonna have for the summer movie series and also the summer camps. You know, so I'll be talking about that a little later on, but just to let the community know, those are the things that are coming up, and they might want to monitor our website for that.
Sure, and that website would be?
Bush41.org.
All right, thanks for the time.
Thank you.
Thinking of changing your lighting fixtures or adding landscape lighting to your front yard? Have a plug that doesn't work or want an outlet moved to a more convenient location? Maybe you have an older home that needs a complete rewiring. Gilmore Electric Express is your go-to home electrician. Gilmore guarantees on-time service and upfront pricing on every job. For everything from simple fixture replacement to expansive remodeling projects, you can count on Aggie-owned and operated Gilmore Electric Express. Call 979-77-LIGHT or go to GilmoreElectricExpress.com.
I'm Ben Lamont. My wife Christy and I keep waiting for someone to stand up to Austin and ask rural Texans what matters. Those folks down the road just don't seem to get it sometimes. We built a business here. We know how to balance a budget, meet the bottom line, sign both sides of a paycheck, and cut the bull. We also know that economic growth is vital to our region and an unsecured border is an ever-growing threat. I'm Ben Lamont. Send me to Austin and I won't let you down.
Political ad paid for by Ben Lamont Campaign.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have three BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day, in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning and laundry service for over 20 years.
Technology today makes things a lot easier, simply because everything is connected. Your cell phone is connected to your tablet connected to your smart TV. They're all connected to your Wi-Fi. Where's the weak link? One weak link in all of those connections and criminals get in. That's why new LifeLock Identity Theft Protection now adds the power of Norton Security. While LifeLock uses proprietary technology to detect threats to your identity, like your information for sale on the dark web, the addition of Norton Security helps protect up to 5 of your devices from online threats like ransomware. And if there is a problem, LifeLock's agents are going to work to fix it. Of course, nobody can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But new LifeLock with Norton gives you more protection in today's connected world. So join today. You'll get an extra 10% off your first year. Just head to LifeLock.com and enter the promo code Beck. That's LifeLock.com, promo code Beck. An additional 10% off your first year. LifeLock.com, promo code Beck.
3 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. I mean, wildlife facts. We have left Sokol with two wonderful wildlife facts.
Yeah.
Last time he's been here,
so he's got a lot to take back.
I hope he uses it. That's all I can say. Yeah. I mean, I don't know if he does. He may not. I'm not sure. Now here you go. You talk about bloom where you're planted. Video shot by a guy named Brock Alexander shows his friend riding a wakeboard through a waterlogged parking lot while being pulled by a pickup. Yeah.
Oh, redneck.
The men say, of course, the men say that the lot is right outside their workplace. The flooding was caused by a mix of melting snow and heavy rainfall. Posted the clip with the caption, "This is how our group rolls." I like that. Nothing wrong. Just go find your own fun. Hot baths and saunas supposedly help relieve pain and improve health. Guess what? Scientists went in and they found out they help relieve pain and improve your health.
What?
Imagine that.
Yeah.
They've been doing this for like hundreds of years.
I wish I could have been one of the scientists trying to check that out, right?
Yeah. Get this. All right. Let's say that it's 1939 and you're about to fly on an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
This was advice to the air traveler in 1939 from Reader's Digest. If going by sleeper plane, request an upper berth, which is suspended from the ceiling and escapes the motor vibration of the lower berth. When flying by day, reserve a rear seat. Wings and motor mountings obstruct the view in the front seats.
Oh.
Get a better view.
Yeah, if but you're close to the potty now.
Yeah, that's right. If you're flying for the... I guess they had potties. Yeah, of course they did. If you're flying for the first time, so when making your reservation, you'll receive a preferred seat and a special attention from the flight people if you tell them it's your first flight. Again, 1939. Next from 1939, avoid liquor before flying. The altitude will increase its effect many times over, and if you've had too much to drink before boarding a plane, you may not be allowed on.
I'm going to Vegas tonight. I wonder how many people are going to pay attention to that before they get on the plane.
Well, and they do. You know, oh, you've never been, right? Oh, yeah.
I've never been to Vegas, no.
What airline are you on?
Spirit.
That's okay. No, that's perfect.
The cheap one.
I guarantee you that will be a party crowd.
Oh, I'm sure.
That will be fun. Oh, by the way, do not tip. The airline employees are not allowed to accept those.
Yeah.
Just letting you know. Well, that's right. Have a great time staying at the beautiful Cosmopolitan. You're back on Monday?
Back on Tuesday.
Oh, back on
Monday,
Tuesday.
Taking okay. Monday off.
Yeah, so. I understand. You probably will need to. And the wedding is actually there. Is this just the bachelor party?
No, this is just the bachelor party. We're gearing up for the big day.
Well, you know, you're carrying a camera in your pocket, so be sure and capture every instant of it so that we'll enjoy it.
I'm sure I will.
All right, you'll be back just in time for sunshine on Monday, we hope so. Have a weekend. We're back on Monday. WTAW, College Station Bryan.